Well, the WEBO Morning Show, very pleased to welcome Owego River Hawks boys basketball coach Chris Evans. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, welcome,
to WEBO. Looks like you might be going headphoneless right there. Well, we're going to dive right in here. We go snapping out of a month-long slide, six games long, as they defeated Chenango Forks over the weekend on Saturday, 57-48. Let's start right in now that your headphones are on officially, and we'll start with that game right there. What are your thoughts?
It took a while. I tell you what, we were elated. We were down 9 at halftime, and the kids kept chipping away and chipping away, and Kingston Brainerd made some big threes in the third quarter, and Carter Reig and Calvin Smith stepped up, and Duke Snyder played a great game as well. So it was very exciting, and I'll tell you what, Nolan Card is a young man, and he's coming on. He's just a sophomore, so he's starting to get it as well. So we were very happy, and we needed the win, obviously, and the kids were excited afterward. So, and I was happy for them.
Overall, some high scorers, Snyder with 15 points, Rigg with 12 points, Guard with 11 points, and King with 10 points. And again, the second half, we go definitely coming alive, both with offensively and the defense right there. So that improves the Wego, 2-5 in the division, 4-7 overall. But coming up, it's going to be interesting this weekend as who are they taking on? Waverly.
Yeah, Waverly's coming to town with all their fans and their cheerleaders and everybody else. Pretty much that the town shuts down and they travel. And good for them. Great community and always very, very supportive of their football and basketball teams in particular. So they should bring a crowd here Saturday afternoon. Again, Matt, it's a little bit difficult. We have a dearth of refereeing. And the problem is we don't have enough officials for both girls and boys games. So in the early part of the year, boys games are mostly Tuesday, Friday. Girls play Wednesday, Saturday. And then they flip come January. Girls go Tuesday, Friday, and the boys go Wednesday, Saturday for the most part. And obviously there are some outliers there. So again, we don't have a ton of officials in our league any longer. So they're working most every single night. And that's why we're playing a lot of Saturday games. And we have a Saturday afternoon game. 1:45 is the varsity start. And Waverly is going to be a tough opponent.
Now, the JV start at 12 noon, so that time could flex just a little bit. But it sounds like it's going to be an interesting game. Looking ahead toward the rest of the season as we continue to make progress, what are you looking at as far as some of the teams coming up?
Well, we have Waverly twice. We have to go up there. That's our final game. And we also travel to Susquehanna Valley. We have Norwich at home, Norwich ranked in the state right now. We have Chenango Valley again on the road. And one of our final games, interesting, I've never, as a coach, I've never played against them. We actually go up to Delhi and play Delaware. I think they're called Delaware Valley, but it's the old Delhi High School. And that's going to be a long trip, but they're going to have food for us, and the coach is a really good guy. So we're going to go up there and play a game as well. And hopefully we will make sectionals this year. I haven't coached a team that hasn't made sectionals at Owego. So we're gonna push pretty hard to try to do this.
Well, we'll see what happens when all said and done. And you thought the Oneana bus ride was long or the Norwich bus ride. I think this is going to be longer.
Just another experience for me.
So as you go and you look back on your career as you start to get closer to retirement, what are some of your thoughts as you look back over your tenure?
Oh, you just start thinking about the kids. You know, I think a lot about the kids, about players I've had in the past and what they're doing now, and ones who update me, who keep in touch, and obviously some who don't. And I like to find out, you know, more about their lives. And, you know, Robbie Black played for me years ago, and then he was my JV coach, and I was able to see him recently. He stopped by. So, you know, it's nice. And I saw Christian Sage, who's helping out on the girls' side of things last night, and I got to see him coach some seventh-grade girls last night, which was a lot of fun before our practice. So, you know, again, I get a lot of emails, some texts from former players, and it's the relationships that really matter. You know, the losses stick with me for a long time, but even more so than that is the relationships that are built. Again, Matt, the wins give you about 2 seconds of joy.
Okay.
And then you're on to the next game.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're thinking about the next game. Okay. The losses, again, they stick with you, if, you know, and that's the way some of us are built. And that's the competitive nature of the game. And I'm not crazy about it. I don't really want it to be that way, but it is what it is. So
as you retire, how many seniors will you be graduating this year?
Eight this year.
Okay.
And a few new ones who hadn't played, you know, both Joey Garnier and Sawyer Prentice had not played in a number of years, but they decided their senior year, they would come out. A few years, Cooper Phelps did that a few years ago, which I really appreciate. I love it when they decide, you know, I gave it up, you know, seventh grade or eighth grade, and I think I want to play again. So, you know, I love that.
Oh, I'm sure that you do. Now, looking at some of your coaching staff, any ideas who's going to succeed you for next year?
No, I don't know. I think John Ward probably is the front runner. He's the JV coach right now. He's an excellent social studies teacher here in the district. And again, you know, that's up to the athletic director and the powers that be. I don't know if I'll even have a say in it, or even if they'll listen to me if I What I'm thinking about right now is, Matt, I have to go into a Weagle Free Academy today. This is what English teachers do. On Regents Week, I'll have about 75 essays that I'll have to get through today and grade.
Sounds like fun.
Regents exams. And then every English teacher does the same thing. We have piles and piles of essays that we have to read and evaluate, and that's our day today.
There you go. Well, it sounds like you'll sleep well tonight either way.
Yes, sir.
So again, we look forward to the Waverly game as they come to town on Saturday at 1:45, JV game at 12 noon. Any parting thoughts for today?
No, I really appreciate it. I appreciate you and WEBO for your continued coverage of, you know, the community and the basketball program, but all the basketball programs, girls and boys, and the football program, and everything you do for the high school and for the school district. We really appreciate it. We have a huge budget vote coming up here in March. And is that March?
Yeah, I believe that it is. Yeah. It's either March or April, but April, I think it's March.
Right. Yep. And that budget vote's coming up, and it's going to be a doozy. And hopefully everybody understands that it's not going to be reflected on their taxes. That's something that we have to talk about. It's going to look like it is, but it's actually not. So, you know, we have a lot going on at the Academy, a lot to be proud of, and wonderful kids. The one thing, Matt, I will tell you is I probably miss the classroom as much or more than I will the basketball court or the golf course. Really miss the classroom. I wish people knew the kind of kids that we had. Fantastic kids who are destined for great things.
If you missed any portion of this interview, you can check it out. We're going to post it at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. It's 8:19. Good morning.